Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. In the last segment, we heard from South Dakota's Ag and Natural Resources Secretary Hunter Roberts talking about a trip to Mexico. Roberts says they were frequently asked about biotechnology's role in feeding the world.
They don't use GMO there. I know that there's currently a trade squabble going between the U.S. and Mexico. They banned GMO white corn, and they kind of have plans to ban all GMOs going forward that end up in the food supply, even if it's to feed animals. So that's a big deal for us. It would be a little more understandable if there was science to back it, but they have, I guess there's been zero studies that show that GMO is a risk for human food consumption. So we don't know if it's protectionist. Talking to their industry groups, they really think that it's just an idealistic thing that a termed out president is pushing, not listening to the science of things, and they're frustrated.
And regarding growth in ethanol?
They still use MTB in their fuels, which has been banned in the U.S. for 20 plus years because of the issues it causes with the water. And they don't use ethanol in their fuels or regularly use ethanol in their fuels. It seems like a great opportunity to get them some lower cost fuel or competitively cost fuel, definitely a lower cost oxygen in it. That's better for the environment, better for our South Dakota producers, certainly, where we have a pretty robust ethanol industry in South Dakota. And then it creates opportunities for them to develop their own sugarcane ethanol industry as well. So I think they're way behind the ball there.
At South Dakota's Ag and Natural Resources Department Secretary Hunter Roberts, Mexico's demand for U.S. red meat has been outstanding in 2023, with U.S. pork exports on a record pace and demand for U.S. beef reaching its highest level in several years.
Both beef and pork exports to Mexico are up sharply in 2023, with pork on a record pace up 14% over last year on volume. Beef shipments are up 17% on volume and 25% on value. U.S. Meat Export Federation's director in Mexico and Central America, Gerardo Rodriguez, says they have been working to broaden the cuts available to keep both beef and pork at the center of the plate.
We're using the chuck for those kind of restaurants that they usually use when work on the loins, which they are price sensitive. But what we want to keep it is the U.S. beef, in this case, to be the center of the plate and not the price to be the driver of the decision. We want you to understand that the product that you are getting from the U.S. has consistency and it has quality.
USMEF has been taking semi-trucks with mobile kitchens across the country to introduce decision makers and influencers to new cuts and recipes. U.S. pork and beef promotions in Mexico are made possible through support from USDA, the National Pork Board, and the Beef Checkoff Program.
You grow it, somebody's got to sell it. This is Inside Agriculture. See you tomorrow morning right here. Same time, same station.